Governor Abbott's stand against President Biden's changes and its impact on women's rights. Texas border business. Texas border business. In a significant political showdown, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has publicly denounced President Joe Biden's recent modifications to Title IX, which is an educational amendment that historically aims to prevent sex-based discrimination in any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. According to Governor Abbott, the new interpretation of Title IX, which includes the acceptance of self-declared gender identities for sports and educational opportunities, fundamentally alters the law's original purpose. This has ignited a heated debate over gender, rights, and sports equity. Governor Abbott's major contention is with the Biden administration's mandate that schools must treat transgender females, male-to-female transgender individuals, as females, which he claims distorts the original intent of Title IX, advancing women's opportunities in education and athletics. The governor asserts that this redefinition could potentially allow biological males to compete in female sports categories, a scenario he believes could undermine the competitive fairness and safety in women's sports. Last year, Governor Abbott backed his stance by signing the Save Women's Sports Act, aimed at barring transgender females from participating in female sports leagues at both college and public school levels in Texas. Potential consequences for female athletes. Critics of the Biden administration's revision argue that the inclusion of transgender women in female sports might lead to several potential disadvantages for non-transgender female athletes. These include 1. Physical disparity. The concern here is that transgender women may have physical advantages in terms of strength, speed, and endurance, which could lead to unequal competition in sports where these attributes are crucial. 2. Safety concerns. There is a fear that the physical differences might affect not just fairness but also the safety of cisgender women in contact sports, potentially leading to a higher risk of injuries. 3. Scholarship opportunities. Sports scholarships, often a pathway to higher education for many young women, could become more competitive if transgender women compete in women's categories, possibly affecting the number of scholarships available to non-transgender female athletes. 4. Psychological impact. The changes could also affect the morale and motivation of cisgender female athletes, who may feel that the fairness of competitions is compromised. The clash over Title IX is not just about sports. It touches on deeper issues related to gender identity, rights, and the definition of sex and gender in law. The reinterpretation of Title IX to include gender identity is seen by some as a progressive step towards inclusivity and equality for transgender individuals. However, opponents like Governor Abbott view it as deviating from the law's original aims to protect and advance women's rights. As Texas refuses to comply with these new guidelines, this confrontation can escalate into a legal battle, potentially reaching the Supreme Court. The outcome could have profound implications for the interpretation of civil rights based on gender and sex in the United States. Governor Abbott's firm stance against President Biden's Title IX revisions sets the stage for a contentious legal and cultural battle that centers on the intersection of gender rights and women's sports. As both sides prepare for a possible extended legal confrontation, the debate continues to stir discussions across the nation and the future of gender identity in sports and education.